This is Rhema for Today.
Well, I got the left-footed fellowship from among the Baptists, and I came over among the Pentecostals, you see. But I tell you, I found out I was getting more people healed than they were, on an average. I mean, just talking to the pastors. And I found out why, when I examined it. Because they more or less was waiting for the Holy Ghost to manifest himself. Thank God he does. Instead of going ahead, and I'm talking about full gospel people in my part of the country, instead of going ahead and teaching people the word, I wasn't waiting for anything. I didn't know you, being Baptist, didn't know you're supposed to feel anything.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, God's Anointed Word. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I'm talking about a Baptist pastor now. And so I'd carry, you know, this little side pocket you got here, you know, about big enough for that key to fit in. And I'd put that bottle right there in that pocket, you see. Amen. And I'd visit the sick. Pretty good for Baptist. I mean, some Pentecostals would stop doing that even. And I'd anoint them with oil. Teach them the word. Get them to believe God. And I just got people healed coming and going. Didn't know a thing in the world about talking in tongues or the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But Smith Wigglesworth said there's something about believing God that'll cause God to pass over 1 million people just to get to you.
Amen. Amen.
And that's true. So we just got people healed coming and going. So healing belongs to us. One way, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke, but the word is anointed, and acting on the anointed word brings deliverance or breaks the yoke. Amen. And so I acted on God's word. I've seen people. I mean, they'd read these scriptures, very scriptures that I read to them for years. Said, oh yeah, I've heard that. I said, I know it, but listen to me now. Yeah, my pastor preaches that. There's a member of a full gospel church. Yeah, I believe that. I said, now wait just a minute to see whether you do or not. Just wait a minute. Now the doctors already, I knew, had said, I'm talking about one lady right now particularly, they'd already said she'll never walk another step as long as the day she lives. And for 4 long years that woman had been tied to that chair, never taken a step, never stood up, never stood on her feet. She's 72 years old. From the time she's 68 years old, she'd been tied to the chair. See? Member of a full gospel church. Brought her these scriptures. Oh, yeah, I know that. Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I believe it. Oh, yeah, I said that. Wait just a minute. I knew she didn't. Because if she believed it, she wouldn't be in the chair. But you didn't tell her she didn't. See, you have to be very careful, these folks. Slip up on their blind side. Because, you see, if you just meet them head on that way, they'll turn you off, and then they won't get what you said. See what I mean? Sure, I'd say this. When I was baptized with the Holy Ghost as a young Baptist boy pastor in the month of April of 1937, actually, the 8th day of April, 1937. You remember the 8th day of April, 1937 was on a Thursday? You remember that, don't you? Some of you older folks may remember that. Yeah, April the 8th, 1937 was on a Thursday. And at 6:08 p.m., in the living room of the Full Gospel Tabernacle at 309 North Chester Street in the city of McKinney, Texas, I was filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke with other tongues. And I've been talking in tongues every day since then. Singing in tongues and praying in tongues and worshiping God in other tongues. Pretty good for Baptists.
Amen.
Praise God. I said amen. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name forevermore. See? Well, I got the left-footed fellowship from among the Baptists, and I came over among the Pentecostals, you see. But I tell you, I found out I was getting more people healed than they were, on an average. I mean, just talking to the pastors. And I found out why, when I examined it. Because they more or less was waiting for the Holy Ghost to manifest himself. Thank God he does. Instead of going ahead. Now I'm talking about full gospel people in my part of the country. Instead of going ahead and teaching people the word, I wasn't waiting for anything. I didn't know you, being Baptist, didn't know you're supposed to feel anything. Just go ahead and talk people the word. Just tell them what the word said. Well, now here's this woman I'm talking about. Hadn't walked a step in 4 years. Best doctors in the state said she'll never walk again, long as day she lives. You begin to give her scripture, you know. Oh, yeah, I know that. Oh, yeah, yeah, I believe that. Well, I knew she really she didn't. Because she really believed it, she'd be out of the chair and up walking. See what I mean? But then you don't. Now, here's what I started to tell you. From the time that I was baptized the Holy Ghost on the 8th day of April, 1937, and I didn't know what it was. Because these things were new to me. I knew I spoke with tongues. But the word of knowledge, one of the gifts of the Spirit called the word of knowledge, began to be made manifest. No, I can't turn it off and on. It is as the Spirit wills. But it began to manifest in me. And I would say that from that time on, after a month or so at least, that anybody I'd lay hands on, I could tell you exactly. I'd say 9 out of 10s or 90 out of 100. If they came for healing or they came to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, I could tell them exactly. Or without them even telling me, tell them what's wrong with them physically. The majority of the time. But I could always tell them I knew exactly why they didn't receive the healing. Or I knew exactly why they weren't filled with the Holy Ghost. You understand, I had plenty of time to deal with people. Crowds are small. You can't do that in a large crowd. But I didn't tell them. Very seldom ever told anybody. You say, well, why didn't you? I knew also that they wouldn't accept it if you did tell them. And it'd turn them off and they'd leave, wouldn't come back to the meeting anymore, and then you don't have a chance to help them. But then I knew how to begin to little by little feed them the truth. Knew how to work on the case. That's the reason, as a pastor now, I was 12 years. And I never thought of it myself. One day in one of our teaching sessions, in the morning time afterwards, we went to eat. My wife said, honey, you know, while you were speaking this morning, it just dawned on me that in 12 years of pastoral work, we never did bury one church member. Well, I went back and checked my record. You know, pastors keep record. I went back and checked my record. In 12 years' time, I only had 5 or 6 funerals. Nobody that was a member of my church. Now, don't misunderstand me. See, you can misinterpret that. Now, like one fella heard me say that there in Tulsa, 95 years old. He said, I sure like Brother Hagin said he don't believe in dying. That's not what I said at all. I know folks are going to die sometime. But I just simply said over a 12-year period, we never did bury one church member. We even got 80-some-odd-year-old people healed of terminal cancer. I said to them, let God heal you and then die if you want to. But it's strange, after you got them healed, they didn't want to die. Amen. Sure. And so I checked my record. And the only funerals I'd preach was for somebody that was kin to somebody's name. Not one legitimate present tense member coming to our church. Or somebody used to be a member of that church, moved off somewhere years before they brought them back there to bury and wanted you to help the funeral, see? So we never buried a church member. But did you know how I got them healed? Just like I did those Baptists. Just kept putting the word in. Very seldom got one of them healed instantly. Just kept putting the word in them. Talk them out of dying, talk them into living. I'd know what was wrong with them sometime, the very first time, but I didn't tell them. Because they'd have turned you off when they listened to you. So I just give them a little bit. Next time went to visit them, give them a little bit. Next time went to visit them, give them a little bit. And after a while they said, you know, I'm beginning to see something. I said, yeah, what? Now if I'd have told them what it was to begin with, they wouldn't have known it. They wouldn't have accepted it. See what I mean? Turned them off. See, you've got to be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Amen. And God don't show you things for this to go tell even the people you're ministering to always. He shows you so you'll know how to work on them. Amen. And that's the reason it'd take you a little time on some of them. Amen. Because you see, you know where the problem is, but just because I know it don't work, see, they've got to know. Say it out loud. The anointing, breaks the yoke.
Breaks the yoke.
The word of God is anointed.
Is anointed.
The anointed word. Still works today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. See? Well, now, here's this woman I was talking about. Hadn't walked. You remember her? Don't forget her. 4 years, tied to the chair. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've read those scriptures. Yeah, I know that's in there. Fine, I said. But this, look here again now. Read that verse out loud to me. She's sitting there, helpless, hadn't walked. Read it again. I'd read it, pointed out to her. But now you read it to me. Who his own self? By our sins in his own body on the tree. That we being dead to sin shall live unto righteousness. By whose stripes ye were healed. Oh, yeah, I believe that. Knew she didn't, but no use telling her to turn her off. I want to keep her turned on, so I don't tell her. I said, read that last statement of that verse. Read it out loud. She read, by whose stripes ye were healed. I said, read that again. Read it out loud. She read, by whose stripes ye were healed. I said, read that out loud. Read it again. Right there in front of the whole crowd, whole congregation. She's sitting there, you see. She read, by whose stripes ye were healed. I said, read it again. Read it out loud. She read, by whose stripes ye were healed. I said, may I ask you a question? Yeah. I said, is were past tense, present tense, or future tense? And she looked at me in amazement. See, I could see the light suddenly dawned on her. She said, why, it's past tense. Well, she said, if we were healed, I was. I said, that's right. That's what I want you to believe. See, she thought she believed that scripture all the time. She didn't believe it at all. She didn't believe I was healed. She said, if I was healed, then I am healed. I said, that's what I want you to believe. While you're still sitting here crippled. While you haven't, as we say down in Texas, haven't moved a peg. You know what I mean by that, moving a peg? In other words, haven't moved a bit. Still bound, still tied to a chair. I want you to start believing I was healed back there when the stripes were laid on Jesus. And if I was healed, I am. I want you to start believing I am healed.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 4-CD set entitled Knowing God as Your Father. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's book, Listen to Your Heart. And last but not least is Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book entitled Obedience and Finances. All these items at the special price of $30. Call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, we have services morning, afternoon, and night. And then we have a summer blitz for the youth, 6th through the 12th graders. Yeah. And then also children's ministry, infants through the 5th graders.
So there's
services.
Something for the whole family.
There is something for the whole family.
I know several churches that use this as their youth camp, the summer blitz as their youth camp.
Yes.
Because they can... they can get hotel rooms where they serve breakfast.
That's right.
And then Byron over at the NRC at the snack over there, actually it's more than a snack bar. He provides really good meals at a really cheap price.
Reasonable price. Yes.
So hey, think about all that. But go right now to rhema.org/CM and find out all about it. Make plans to get there, okay?
That's right.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.